This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House said on Tuesday an in-person meeting with Israeli and U.S. officials on the planned operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah will take place in a couple of weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan praised Israel's willingness to let more aid into Gaza.
Look at the last 2 days. There has been a substantial increase in the amount of aid going into Gaza. That's good. It is not good enough.
Israel said 468 trucks moved into Gaza Tuesday, the highest since the conflict began. The following 419 on Monday, though the Red Crescent and United Nations gave much lower figures, with the UN saying many trucks were only half full because of Israeli inspection rules. Turkey has announced restrictions on trade with Israel, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights to the country. More from Dorian Jones.
Turkish Airlines announced that it will not resume flights to Israel until next year. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan announced sanctions on Israel on April the 8th that include a ban on steel and cement exports. Analysts say Turkey's moves are the result of growing criticism of Erdogan's ruling AK party for maintaining trade relations with Israel despite the war. The Islamist Yeniden Refah party focuses campaign on condemning the Turkish president for continuing to trade with Israel. Protests against Turkish trade with Israel are expected to grow, adding further pressure on Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com.